CliffCentral.com.
Doesn't that sound a lot like a song that you might have heard before? Don't look any further, doesn't it? Just the everything about it. You know what I mean? Am I wrong? Huh? That was Starboy by The Weeknd. This is Dennis Edwards. Don't look any further. Just tell me if you think that they're similar.
No, they're definitely similar. Yeah.
This is obviously a little older.
Oh, it still goes in.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Let me get to the chorus. Here we go. See what I mean?
Yeah.
It's very similar, I just got to say.
Yeah.
I hear a lot of songs these days, and I'm like, I heard that before somewhere. Can't tell you where, but it sounds familiar.
But haven't a lot of songs these days borrowed from older sounds, mostly?
Oh, yeah, they call it sampling.
Yeah. Well, look, sometimes the new one with the sample is better than the old one.
Mm.
Sometimes. Not always. This is funny. I've got to play this for you. We're going to get into some news in a minute. But you know how you see the news on TV, and they always put people in these places where there's a storm or they're in front of a protesting crowd, and you can never really hear what they're saying in the news broadcast.
Mm, like live in the field.
This guy's live in the field. He's next to a subway train. And as the subway train goes past, you can't hear a goddamn thing. Listen to this.
From all different races, about 800,000 of them have a criminal record, but only about 300,000 of them have a felony record. So exactly which criminals the president-elect wants to get rid of, it's not very clear.
That's ridiculous, right?
That wasn't well thought out.
They could disappear overnight. Here's how she's doing it.
Oh, dear.
Isn't that stupid? Oh. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. What's the point?
Oh.
Dummy. And while we're talking about news, we may as well put this one in as well, because this is just as dumb. There's a fire alarm that goes off in the studio while the guys are reading the news. No one's going to watch. Listen to how annoying this is. And they sit there while the fire alarm is going off.
As we noted, the fire alarm is going off even as we speak, because we are not daunted here. We are journalists, and we keep it on. And I need to see that piece that Cal just did.
Yeah.
Because I think Cal Ripken is one of the baddest students that ever stood on the face of the earth.
Isn't that really annoying? Get out of the building, you morons. Yeah. Sitting there while the alarm's going off, trying to be heroes.
I don't know.
Can't understand. You got this noise going on the whole time. It's ridiculous. Anyway, I love when they do stuff like that in a news bulletin, but just because it's so different and it makes me laugh. By the way, if you ever record anything dumb that happens on TV, and the best thing about having PVR is you can rewind if something ridiculous happens, and you can record it and send it to us. Just gareth@cliffcentral.com. I do love that. Ben, where did this clip come from on the tropical storm?
Times Live was a local.
Cyclone Dineo.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen to this.
There's a fucking great storm here.
Is that from a submitted clip, news clip?
It was an interview that there was some guy who runs like a resort out of there. So, you
there's
know,
a
like.
Fucking great storm here.
If you go to Mozambique, you'll find lots of Afrikaans guys who just went out there and they started these places. And they were getting his thoughts about it. But like, it starts off with that. And then he's like, oh shit. And then he's like, yeah, as you can see. Cyclone, and he gets all serious and boring after that.
Yeah, that's the best part, right? And they didn't edit it out, which is amazing. Yeah.
There's a fucking great storm here.
Love that. I think it's great.
It's eloquent.
It's very accurate, too.
Yeah. All right, Mubs, what do we got going on?
Weren't you going to read this email first?
Oh, thank you for the reminder.
Mm.
All right, let me tell you about this quickly. All right, so... this email came to my inbox yesterday. I was talking about creating rules and the way you can clear out your inbox so that you don't end up like Mabali, where you have thousands and thousands of emails from people, and you don't know, you know, you don't know where they've come from. You never get to them. I mean, your inbox is like a jungle.
Yeah.
So this comes to me yesterday. Darling, with two exclamation marks. I am happy that at last I had an opportunity to write you letter. What you would recognize me and understood with whom you communicate. How there passes your day? You have a rest? Question mark. I finished work and decided to write to you, to strike up a new acquaintance to you. What will you tell? You not against new acquaintances? Question mark. Friends? Question mark. My name is Anna. We are not with you, not when didn't communicate before, but I very much would like, would like that it were on the contrary. I, in anticipation of communication with you, very much want it. Oh. I from Russia will tell at once and honestly that it not to frighten you. You probably already against to communicate with me, because I know that on internet there is lot of deception and a lie.
Well,
I don't know whether you will believe me, but I am seriously adjusted to find an honest relationship. The serious man. Very much I hope that at me also you will help to turn out to me in it. Send the picture to me. I will make it in following letter well. Good day. You also, I hope to receive your answer. Anna.
Oh, I was just going to ask, is that from Melania Trump or what?
Anna. All right.
So you received this email.
Yes.
Your inbox.
Yes.
Did you, are you going to reply to?
Of course.
Okay.
She sounds like a very nice woman.
Yeah, yeah.
She has some problems with English, but why should I discriminate?
Absolutely.
She might be the one. Huh?
You know that rules thing on your inbox? Yes. Really is a game changer now.
I know, because this kind of email would, you see, normally.
See, but what keyword will you use there?
No, I won't use a keyword. I want to have all Anna's emails. I'm not going to try and block her.
Oh, okay.
You don't understand, Sia.
I'm sorry.
I love to have Anna's emails. All right?
Okay.
Everybody knows. Everyone knows that. Okay. Mubs, what do you got for us?
I am going to give you a chance to guess which animal is considered the most dangerous by health experts.
Ooh,
spiders. Actually,
spiders.
Oh, okay. So Ben is going for spiders.
Oh, I hate spiders. They're such dicks.
You hate them, but they're not the most dangerous.
So the reason this one is considered the most dangerous is because it is responsible for millions of deaths all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is through its bite.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
Yes.
Not spiders, though, Ben.
Okay. You remember the reason I said that?
Mm-mm.
A spider in Australia just caught a snake. There's a video going around this morning.
What?
I'm not joking. I'm not trying to detract from your story here.
No, it's fine.
One of those Australian redback spot spiders, whatever.
How big is it with the legs?
All spiders are like, I don't know. Let's just say it's like a watch, size of a small watch. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Caught a snake in its web. Not content with that, went down and then stung the snake dead. Like,
oh, no,
I can kill the snake. Look at me. I'm not going to eat you. I'm just going to kill you. They are such dicks. Spiteful
kind of,
bastards.
That is kind of scary.
The snake obviously wasn't very big. It was a juvenile snake. But you will see this on the internet today. It's going everywhere.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with a spider. You know, it's like a David and Goliath kind of situation.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
You know what? I actually got to get this video, so you got to see what happens.
No, you see, the thing is, I just woke up. Oh, guys, this is like overshare and weirdness. But I just woke up with like this red spot on my back.
You're being dramatic.
No, and I swear I think it's a spider bite. So I'm just trying to play it cool today and see if like I feel faint and pass out and die.
Shame, you know what?
You're not going to die. Don't. That's ridiculous.
I can close it.
I was like, oh. Catches the snake. The snake's like, I'm in this dickhead's net. Can you just let me go?
Wow.
Spider goes down, and then...
Well, the spider's got to kill the snake. It's ruining the web.
Also,
well, he shouldn't make it so low on the ground.
But wouldn't the snake gobble up the spider if the spider wasn't defending himself?
Yeah, probably.
No, I don't think the snake had any business.
I mean, it looks to me like it was a life and death situation, and the spider... emerged victorious.
Oh my God!
It looked to me that it was a malicious attack on an innocent snake. And now there's a list. There's one list snake.
This came up in conversation on Saturday last week. I was at some friends, and the guy said he found a huge rain spider outside his house, and he almost decided to burn the house down and take his chances.
That seems high.
He hates spiders too. Yeah. Now, I have no problem with spiders. You remember that guy brought in those tarantulas once when we had the animal show? Mm-hmm. I had them crawling on my arms and stuff. I'm okay with that. Reptiles, different story. Particularly large lizards. Can't handle it.
The Komodo dragon.
Oh, my God. Oh. Hell for me would be a room filled with those and you put me in the middle.
I don't like most animals. I was actually bitten by a spider in my sleep, Sia. You're not going to die.
I want to check it out for you.
Well, you know what happens sometimes with these spider bites is that the little spiders
that.
Are...
How massive?
The little spiders grow in eggs, and then they burst out of your skin. And little, tiny, tiny little spiders come crawling out of you. It has happened to people.
Okay. All right.
Now, that's disturbing.
That's what he needed to hear, for sure.
You better go and check that out. You better go to the doctor straight after the show.
Okay.
Oh, so I now have therapy, and I need to visit my GP this weekend.
All right, but Mubs asked, what's the most dangerous animal?
Most deadly animal on the planet because of its bite.
Well, the mosquito. Kills more people than anyone else.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, I would have said a cat because those things are also horrible.
Am I right?
What the hell's wrong with you, Sia?
A cat. Like, cat. like meowsers.
Are you insane?
When, what?
No, and like most
a
of the
cat.
World, they're like...
Who's
they're...
died from being bit? Who's been bitten by a cat?
I don't know.
I mean, you could get that...
Nibble on you. See?
Toxoplasmosis. But,
something.
But that's, I mean, it's rare. Come on.
Yeah, I don't think, toxoplasmosis has killed millions of, or kills millions of people each year.
Mind.
The mosquito does though, Gareth, yes. So you're absolutely right. So, in 2015, more than 210 million people had malaria.
Mm. Yep.
429,000 of them died. That same year, more than 1.4 million people were thought to have chikungunya.
What's that again?
This is a debilitating disease which causes fever and joint pain. And each year, 390 million people are estimated to become infected with dengue fever. This is according to the World Health Organization. Yellow fever continues to cause outbreaks on the continent, as well as South America. And then, of course, who can forget about the Zika virus very recently,
course,
right? So the mosquito, according to health experts, is by far the most dangerous animal on the planet, killing more people than any other creature.
Okay, flashback time again. When I was in school, we were forced to sing all those Jesus songs that made no sense whatsoever. There was this stupid song that all things...
Bright and beautiful.
The Lord Jesus would have made them all.
Yes.
Why the hell did he make a mosquito then? Like, that just goes to show you're a dick.
Yeah.
This thing has no purpose in this world, right? As far as I can say, it doesn't break down bacteria or anything like that, which is probably why flies have a role. It just causes disease. It's like, okay, well, I've had a good day. I've made a tiger, an antelope, a sloth, a redback spider. What can I make that's going to basically terrorize most of the world?
Oh, I know.
Well, I'll make a mosquito.
You remember singing All Things Bright and Beautiful? Mm. It's all about butterflies and birds and bees and, you know, nice things that make the world colorful and interesting and exciting. And for kids, it's nice to sing about them. Well, Monty Python did an alternate version of that. Mm. And they even got a school teacher at a piano to play this. Ready?
Mm. All things dull and ugly, all creatures short and squat. Each little snake that poisons, each little wasp that stings, he made their brutish venom, he made their horrid wings. All things sick and cancerous, all evil, great and small, all things foul and dangerous, the Lord God made them all.
Yes.
Each nasty little hornet, each beastly little squid, who made the spiky urchin,
right. You remember singing that, right, Ben?
No, but look at this amazing picture of what a friend of mine, Dan Fern, just sent me.
Is that a crocodile crossing the
look
road
at the
in Dan
size
Fern?
Of, it's a Nile monitor.
Wait, is that real?
Oh, it's Jesus, massive, let me see that.
That's real. What? That's like right now this morning. This is the world we live in.
Wait to God. If artificial intelligence doesn't take us out, the animals are eventually going to revolt.
See, but doesn't this keep you in your place, though?
The animals.
Just reminds you.
That's just crossing the road. What do you do in that moment? Do you, like, hit brakes, slow down, and wait for him to cross?
A Nile monitor. That's a, it's a Legavan. Oh, Jesus.
Oh.
Just keeps you in your place, though. Reminds you that you are not the be-all and end-all.
Right.
No.
Well, if it wasn't for the fact that we invented guns, we would be taken out by a lot more of these things.
All right, what else is going on?
Okay, it is a Friday, so we might as well. Do you want to talk about masturbation, masturbation habits?
Masturbation will make a man of you. Yeah, go on.
All right, so masturbation, still a salacious topic.
Yes.
Mostly everyone does it, although men are more likely than women to admit it, right?
Yeah.
And that all has to do with all that, you know, societal construct nonsense about how men enjoy sex more than women, blah, 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 bullshit.
Right.
Okay. So there was a survey that was conducted in the United States where the survey showed that 39% of the participants who took part in the survey, irrespective of gender or sexual orientation, are masturbating at work.
At work?
At work. No, yes. 39% of them are doing the dirty nasty in the very same stall that you go in after he's finished doing his business at work in the office.
I don't know if that's brave or just weird.
I do find it a little bit weird.
Yeah, probably more
never,
weird.
I will tell you now, I have never.
You just like to put it out there.
I have never. Never. You know I would admit it if I had.
And they say that this is irrespective of gender, hey?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So the women are doing it too at work. Their reasons include...
What's happening at work for this to happen?
Well, no, Ben, I'll tell you what's happening.
That's sales forecast. Give me a minute. I'll be back in five.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's happening is people are bored at the office. All right. So boredom is one of the reasons. Yeah.
Boredom leads to masturbation.
Yep. Oh, to relieve stress. Because, you know, some people have horrible bosses who put all kinds of demands on them and they feel like, oh my gosh, you're stressing me out. And so to relieve stress, they go into the stall and they relieve the stress.
Oh, it's horrible, boss.
But can you imagine that? It's like, oh, I really want to go for a cigarette. Okay, cool. I'm going to go for a wank. I'll see you back here in five. Yeah, fine.
Yeah.
When was the last time you were horny at work? Because that happens sometimes. You know, you wake up, you do a thing in the morning, you go into the office, and then an hour later, you're just horny. Then what must can happen? You go into the stall and you masturbate. So people get horny at work.
Yeah, but, I mean, people get horny everywhere. That's called life. It's called breathing. But it's what you do about that.
Everybody masturbates. Of this it is true. Even my grandmother. And yes, even you. Going under the covers when you are by yourself.
All right. What a stupid song.
Does this mean that there's actually more sex happening in the workplace than we might think?
I don't know.
Probably.
Because if everyone's horny.
I don't know about actual sex because this survey focused specifically on, you know, masturbation. So you're helping yourself out. You're not getting another person to do that.
I guess because to get someone, there's a lot of arrangement to go on there. You got to actually have schedules together and then it's like, do I like you or not?
It gets complicated. And then like you see them tomorrow morning and you talk about what?
Exactly. And then it's your boss and then it's awkward.
Oh, and then there's sexual harassment cases and then it's really awkward. Another reason that was stated for masturbating at work is to get over a hangover. Apparently this is a tried and tested and a very successful method of curing a hangover. Just come, and you'll feel better, apparently.
Really?
That's what they say.
It's good for you. It must be good for you. Otherwise, why would we want to do it so much?
But also, when you're hungover, you got lower inhibitions. Let's be honest, you're still a bit drunk. So you go, I'm so hungover.
No.
Who cares what happens now?
But why at work is a question that you might be asking. I mean, surely people can, you know, you can hold out until 5 p.m. in the afternoon and you get into your car and you go home.
Or at least in your car.
Yeah, I was actually thinking that.
Not at the office.
In the office, Gareth, is where 39%.
What would you do if you found someone doing that at the office? I mean, how do you deal with that?
Well, it depends. I mean, if it happened right here in the studio, it'd be like,
well, that's
very awkward.
If it happens in those bogs no one goes into, who knows?
Oh, I never thought of it that way. Like this big multi-level building and, you know, there's a third floor toilet that no one ever goes to.
Yeah, that's probably where that stuff happens.
Okay, because like for us, I'm thinking,
we've got one bathroom. Please, you couldn't do it in this bathroom. Everyone would know.
Everyone would hear. I mean, there's like half a wall between that and everything else.
You don't want it. I don't even use the actual, the loo, the toilet bowl. I don't use that little cubicle.
Yeah.
I pee in the urinal. That's it. And I'll wash my hands. Mm. I'll get out of there as quickly as I can. You never know what could happen in that bathroom. Mm. But to actually stay long enough to.
But you know, in this PC world we live in where you can, like, if you associate with a certain gender, you can go into a certain toilet. What if someone were to say you catch someone masturbating at work and then that person goes, well, what's wrong with this? Don't judge me. I can masturbate if I want. And then can you imagine you go to HR and go, like, I just caught Frank. He was having a wank again. And then he'll go, yeah, and? But if he's really, really confident, then they're going to go, well, we can't actually do anything because it's his human right. And then Frank will be like, yeah, damn you. And then he starts doing his desk because, you know, he's broken the ice.
The other question is, if you did catch somebody masturbating at work, would you have them reported?
It's kind of awkward because you have to say masturbation to someone in a serious
context. I mean, the person that we'd have to report to here is who you, Gareth. I mean, you'd have to go up to Gareth and say,
you know what I would do? I don't know.
So, I mean, I'm not saying anything, but Ben the other day.
Well, you know what we'd do? I'd discuss it on the show. That's what
It'd be right here.
I'd call whoever it is in here, and we'd have a discussion on the show.
Jeepers. Because it's also very awkward, you know, going to the lengths of having somebody reported to your supervisor or superior.
What evidence do you have?
In terms of technicalities,
they can just deny it.
If they're in a cubicle and the door's closed, wouldn't that be allowed?
Yeah, you could do what you want in there.
Now if they're just, you know, in their cubicle staring at you while they do it. Okay, that's obviously a problem.
Like, I haven't had many jobs, and I think I've been employed twice in my life. And I don't ever remember signing something saying, you may not wank at work.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I just didn't read through everything, but.
I don't think people can stop you, but it's just, like, it's one of those things. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
No, it just doesn't seem right.
I don't want to do that.
Mm-mm. I mean, you know, it's not the right moods. The setting is all wrong. You're worried about every time the door opens.
Just give me that stat again.
39% of people at work, irrespective of gender or sexual orientation, are masturbating at work from the survey.
If you're at work today, one in three people will probably have masturbated. I mean, I'm taking a very broad average there.
Yeah.
So if you look around your office right now and the various facial expressions and different demeanors, someone's doing things.
I mean, the next time that Alice comes back from the bathroom and she walks past your desk and she seems flushed, you know, her face is a little, her cheeks are a little bit rosier than normal. And you're like, oh, Alice, really now, huh? Mm. What's got your blood pumping?
Nice to see you, Alice.
Woohoo! Where are the boys and girls of Cliff Central happening again?
Oh, is that when you think it happened?
Come on, that's
prime. Oh, by the way, I spoke to Casper the other day. Casper De Vries is planning a lot of new exciting things, actually.
Oh,
see. Mm. So you never know. There could be some excitement on the way in that respect.
Okay, so let's go through some more masturbation facts. Men who admit to masturbating, 95%. That's almost all the men.
Sure.
Women who admit to masturbating.
I do know guys who don't.
They don't masturbate or they don't admit?
No, they don't admit it. I know guys who don't. They've got this thing in their heads that if you admit that you masturbate, it means that you don't have a woman in your life.
Oh.
That's stupid. It's this idea that somehow masturbation is... it's for losers who can't get a girl.
Yeah, that's just
which
childish.
Is ridiculous.
Also, that's just like church talk, though.
Yeah,
that's
what it is.
It is ridiculous because married men who admit to masturbating, that's 70%.
Yeah.
Possibly even more interesting, married women who admit to masturbating, also 70%. So married men and women are equally, you know.
Well, they're more honest. They don't have much to hide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Men who admit to masturbating daily, 40%.
Sure.
Again, you know, there's this thing that some people are made to feel guilty if they do it every single day of their lives. They're like, ah, but what's wrong with you, guy?
Right.
But men who admit to masturbating daily, 40%. And then the women who admit to doing it daily, just 22%. Women who use vibrators when masturbating, 53%. And then women who prefer masturbation over sex,
plenty.
40%.
Yeah. See? How does that make you feel? All those guys who say, oh, you don't need to masturbate, I've got a chick. How's that? 40% of women prefer masturbating to you and your dick.
You see, and the truth is, these stats are just people who actually admit to it.
Yeah.
So it's probably way higher.
Sure.
In everything for people who are, if everyone had to just be honest.
Absolutely.
In terms of positions, would anybody like to guess which, like, the most number of people, where do they masturbate? Do you think they do it standing, sitting, lying down in the shower, in the bathtub? Where do you think most people are masturbating?
I don't think women do it standing up.
Yeah. No. Yeah,
that's me having a shot in the dark here.
So,
not the office.
92% of people, the most number, masturbate while sitting. That's the preferred position to masturbate for most people.
Sitting?
While sitting down. Okay. Standing is 82%. That would obviously be like guys.
Yeah.
In the shower, 89%. In the bathtub, 71%. Then they're sitting in a chair and on a sofa. You know, it gets very detailed. But sitting is the preferred.
Well,
I would have thought.
I reckon these days with computers and stuff, people sit in front of computers.
Yeah,
and,
so that's it. That all depends on if you're using a device, I guess.
Yeah. Wow. Oh. Look what Alan Ford sparked with his discussion yesterday. All this masturbation in the news. What else you got for us, Mubs?
I've got a cute little story about a 7-year-old girl who, you know, was asking her dad about the best place to work. Mm-hmm. Her name is Chloe Bridgewater.
Yeah.
And her father, you know, then told her that, oh, well, you know, Google is possibly the best company to work for because, you know, they've got bean bags and you can go up and down slides and you can ride go-karts.
Yeah. What about the actual work you have to do there at Google? They don't tell you that they lock you up in an office for hours and hours on end. And the reason they feed you is because otherwise you would die. So they're just trying to keep you alive. Nobody talks about that. Ooh, I came down a slide at the Googleplex today. I've been to those offices. Sure, they're amazing.
I know, but she's 7. What else are you going to tell her?
Our moral compass.
Oh, okay. It's a bit higher grade for a 7-year-old. So after hearing this, Chloe was completely excited and beside herself. So she decided to write a letter to Google applying for a job.
Sure.
And
they gave it to her because look at this, it's in the news, it's publicity.
Well, I mean, it's very smart on Google's part to actually indulge this little girl because, you know, this is what happens, you end up in the news. So,
I have Google and I'm only 7.
Chloe wrote in and she said, you know, she writes well, she's good at spelling, reading and sums, before adding that, you know, she thinks it's really, really cool that she could go up and down the slides and sit on the beanbags and go go-karting. So, of course, the CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai, saw this and thought, ah, great PR opportunity. So he replied to Chloe.
Sure.
In his response, he says, I'm glad that you like computers and robots and hope that you continue to learn about technology. I think if you keep working hard and following your dreams, you can accomplish everything you set your mind to, from working at Google to swimming in the Olympics. So no, Gareth, they didn't actually offer her the job.
What a bunch of dicks.
But the fact that they indulged her is, you know, I mean, it's got PR written all over it.
Yeah, but I mean, they're going to fire Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn eventually, and then she'll have a job.
What a made-up story.
What, fake news?
Well, who cares about a 7-year-old's letter? I mean,
okay, I've got a slightly better work story then.
Oh, okay.
So, ever heard of paternity leave?
Paternity leave.
Paternity leave.
How do we spell that?
P-A-W, ternity.
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
Stop it.
Yeah, full maternity leave. No. I want to work for this company. So there's a beer manufacturer called BrewDog. So two guys basically started brewing beer, and one of them had a dog.
Yeah.
And now they're this international company with like breweries, and their headquarters are in Scotland, but they've got places in America now.
Yeah.
So if you have a new dog, you're allowed to take a week of paid leave for paternity leave.
Oh, come on.
How amazing is that? Firstly, you can bring your dog to work, okay? So there's like, in this brewery, there's like 200 dogs running around, and it's very cool. But if you get a new dog and you need to spend some time with it, then great. They take some paternity leave.
Okay, no.
No, this is rubbish.
This is great.
No, it's nonsense. No.
I love animals.
Okay, so if you want to have 7 horrible children, you can go and hang out with them for as long as you want.
Men in this country get 3 days max after becoming fathers. That's all they get is 3 days. And now you want to tell me about paternity leave.
Yeah, you put a child in a cot and it shits and it eats again. A dog needs to be orientated around. You need to spend time with it. Take it for walks.
No.
It's another excuse for people to not work. Bullshit, no. Ben. I can't believe you've fallen for this.
I get where this comes
from,
Ben,
just because you love animals more than you love children, and people in general.
Just because I'm sound of mind, you're basically saying.
At Express, Afternoon Express, they have what they call an animal-friendly office. So outside they've got, on that little balcony upstairs, they've got that AstroTurf, and they've got a little area that's fenced off.
And a whole bunch of steaming turds.
And water bowls and food bowls, and you could bring your dog to work. So Graham Richards, he was there, and he had his little Dachshund with him, and it runs around the office, and I think that's kind of cool.
See, I don't mind that, but don't get your little doggy now licking me, and then
when Casper used to bring his dogs in?
Yeah, that's the thing.
So we've
just
got
smile.
Yeah, look, it's difficult, and I'll admit that I didn't have a problem with the dogs, but some people did when Casper brought his dogs to work. I think it's just difficult. Some people don't have the relationship with animals.
And then when people bring children in and they expect you to go, how cute. Yeah. And then they expect you to like hold it for some reason.
Yeah, you shouldn't bring your children
out. I don't think that's fair.
Yeah, so then don't bring your animals or your children in.
They're in the same category.
I mean, now you're making exceptions for paternity leave. No.
But you do take time off for your kids. So why can't you take time off for your furry?
Come on.
Nonsense.
It's ridiculous. I'm with Mubs on this one. Sorry, Ben.
So old-fashioned.
No, not old-fashioned. We believe in people. You go to work.
You know?
And any excuse. I mean, come on. What's wrong with people? Everyone wants extra days leave. Everyone loves public holidays. People can't wait to knock off early on a Friday. Who's doing the work?
But, Gareth, the only reason I'm saying this, I'm someone who believes in accountability. You have work to do, right? Do your work. You have to sit there and go, wait until 5.
No,
do your
of course
work.
Not.
And if you want to bring a dog that's going to make you better, great.
When have you ever sat there watching the clock going, I'll just stay here until 5?
Well, I'm not employed, so
exactly.
That doesn't apply, but I think that's how you should all be accountable.
You see,
and if your dog makes you a better worker and happier as a person, who wants that? Everyone.
No, then get a nanny for your pet. I'm sorry. Then just do that.
Okay.
No, do that.
Okay, because money grows on trees.
No, because, you know, animal lovers will tell you that, yeah, but you know, my pet is like my child. Well, then if he's like your child,
how does that person sound
then
again?
Then get your damn child a nanny, okay? Which is what parents have to do when they go back to work.
How do they say it?
Get your pet a nanny then.
Yes, I agree.
Please.
You get pet sitters. I mean, when Ben goes away, he leaves meowses with Jonna.
Yes.
Yeah, he does a good job.
There you go. That's Ben being a responsible person.
Because then the question is, how far do you go to appease everyone?
Yeah, gets crazy.
Now people will want like dimmers in the office. They'll want to light candles.
Yeah, next thing they're going to turn it into a shrine. Someone wants a bed so they can have a 5-minute power nap.
Yeah, they'll want to rock up naked.
Well, this is the problem, and
they want to masturbate.
That's why. Don't be taken in. I went to Google. I went to Facebook. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's like a university campus in some way, both of them, because they've got all these buildings and people are always walking. They've got bicycles, and they've got slides, and they've got beanbags. But the people who are working, and I promise you they don't employ you to just have fun on the beanbags.
That's all marketing, yeah.
Of course. And they've got all these restaurants and cafeterias. The reason they have to feed you there is because that you work such long hours, you don't get out to eat.
So smoke and mirrors, basically. Yeah.
Correct.
Can you imagine you go work and they go, oh, look, there you can do your laundry. And you're going, huh? No, that's what I do at home when I have another life. No. You can bring your laundry here because you're not going to go home.
I mean, they've got this telephone booth that's filled with books. And Mark Zuckerberg encourages all the Facebook employees to go and take an old book and swap it for a new one. And you can
when
read.
When exactly?
So what he wants you to do is in your off time, you must also be reading. But you must be reading a book that Facebook has given you. So they own your life. Most of this stuff, it's got to work. You don't need a fancy office. You don't need a fancy desk. You don't need a fancy computer. You know what you can do? You sit there and be as productive as possible. Be as proactive as possible. Come up with a good idea. Pitch something that you think would make the differences that the company needs. And you'd be surprised how far you get ahead. You could sit in some amazing office with AstroTurf under your feet and a humidifier in the corner and some dancing girl spreading incense around the room.
Yep.
You could be given filet mignon for lunch every day, and it wouldn't make you more productive. None of that stuff matters. Do the work. People looking for – everything's got to be a distraction these days. No one wants to actually sit down and do the work.
Yeah.
Drives me. How many in your inbox?
Okay. I'm going to fix it.
Poor my valley. She's going to spend the whole weekend now. Procrastinating about clearing out her inbox.
5 max.
I'll sort it out today. I promise.
I'm trying to help you. I'm not trying to make your life difficult.
So
I'm trying to make it better for you.
Off this moral compass.
Moral compass. There you go.
Thanks.
Yes, yeah.
So, you know, in the light of Valentine's Day this week, Sapio, which is a dating app, has recently revealed a survey of over 2,000 people about the results, basically about what is acceptable in a relationship and the time frames in which you can do certain things.
Ah, this is good. So they've done the research for us.
Absolutely. Let's take notes. When is it appropriate? Okay, so let's rather do it this way. 1 day to 3 months. This is a time frame of things that are acceptable during. Okay. So talking about exes, yes, you can do that in 3 months.
Well, some people want to know up front, you know.
Absolutely. Burp in front of your partner, that's also acceptable in 3 months.
That I don't think it's ever acceptable.
You debate that?
Come on. I mean, it's one thing being comfortable. It's another thing just being
gross.
Rude. I mean, like, do you burp in front of people normally?
No.
Well, this is someone who maybe you'll spend, of course, you're going to be spending a lot of time with. And so including that, masturbating in front of your partner, talking about you or your partner's menstrual cycle, and engaging in PDA. That's all acceptable from 1 day to 3 months. Then you move to 3 to 6 months. Mm. This is when it is now acceptable to talk about gross bodily functions with your partner. Mm. Okay. Uh-uh. Scratch your genitals in front of your partner.
Oh, really?
Fart in front of your partner.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And also cry in front of your partner.
Oh, man.
Then 6 months to a year, this is when you can now finally pee with the door open.
No.
There's certain things you shouldn't.
Share dark secrets. Help your partner pluck stray or unwanted hairs. And, oh, wow, this is the big one. Say I love you to your partner.
After how many months?
Six months to a year.
That's
so they
childish.
Say before 6 months, do not say I love you.
Oh, come on. But you could say it from day
bracket.
One.
Yeah.
Please. People must get over them. This
and
is
then
ridiculous.
Finally, one year to Shame. 2 years, this is when it's acceptable to move in together, according to dating app Sapio.
That's according to, like, a Christian who's single.
And these are absolute no-nos for a relationship. This is basically calling on disasters. So I'll just do the top five for you here. So number 5 is sharing a toothbrush. 55% said this is an absolute no-no. Number 4 with 57% cutting your fingernails in bed.
Oh, no.
That's a deal breaker.
Who does that? It's the little things like that that drive me to craziness.
But how do they say that cutting your fingernails is a no-no, but peeing in front of your partner is perfectly fine?
See, that's like sort of normal.
No, it's not.
You get into a bit
You go
of a
into the bathroom
thing.
On your own by yourself because that's what adults do.
Okay, in the mornings, my buddy, you and I in a relationship, you know, I'm just trying
to. I go to the bathroom, I close the door. When the door is closed, you can't go in there until I open it again.
But now we're late for work and we need to just
I don't care.
Yep, no. Still got a.
Tough.
Nothing?
Yeah.
All right. Number 3, pee in the shower together. 60%
no,
says,
that's just something wrong.
That just
there.
Sounds like something you like a German movie taught you.
Yeah, it's like German diarrhea scheiße porn.
Isn't that what, aren't those golden showers? Isn't that what
can
they
I
mean
taste
by?
Your juice?
No, you can't.
This sounds like a marketing thing. Like, okay, let's try boost our dating app. Let's come up with a whole bunch of horse shit.
You see, because I'd like to believe that. Otherwise, it's very scary to probably wrap your head around the fact that a lot of people then do this.
Or are we,
and they
are
learn
we just,
their experience. Yeah. And it's bad.
Are we just missing out? I mean, are we just weird because we don't pee in the shower?
See?
I just think that there's enough toilets in the world. You don't have to pee in a shower. I mean, if someone's a banned toilet,
yeah, you know
maybe.
What it is to me? Like, pee is not dirty. It's not filthy stuff. It's just, it's basically your blood that's been filtered of all the useful stuff. And the not so useful stuff gets put into your kidneys. And your kidneys then figures out what can be recycled and what can't. And what comes out is essentially a sterile. It's not full of, like, disease, like a turd.
But you don't
it
think
smells
that way, though.
Like pee does not. There's no one in the world whose pee doesn't smell.
Mm.
So if you pee in the shower, here's the problem: if a little bit of that doesn't wash down the drain, you don't want your shower smelling of pee. Yeah.
Also, if you're both in the shower,
yeah, because this is
so now I must stand in your urine because that's what happens. That's what's going to happen. Now I'm going to be. Now my feet are going to make contact with your urine.
You know, but we're
together. Yeah, but if there's
now,
a jellyfish in there as well and they're stung your feet, maybe it's a good thing.
Stop it. Stop it.
I mean, I don't stand in my own urine. Why must I stand in my partner's? I don't understand.
Yeah, let's not. Can we just leave this alone? For some reason today, I'm really not in the mood to talk about peeing. Yeah.
Number one, though, last one. This is kind of surprising, though, with 73%. Blowing your nose in the bed sheets in front of your partner.
Oh.
Absolute. Is it?
Wait a minute. Into the bed sheet?
No, actually just blowing your nose while in bed with your partner.
Oh.
That's like the word. I'm thinking though, if you kind of flewy, your partner's in bed with you.
Yeah, but not into the bed sheet.
No, not into the bed sheet. I mean, I think they talk about in the bed.
Oh, in the bed. Okay, well, if you're using your sheets. Okay, yeah.
No, you should never do that.
Well, we got a tweet from Sandy who said that at her work, they found nudie mags behind the cistern of the toilet.
Oh, you see, with upper deckers and
we're learning a lot.
This week is a whole lot of romantic revelations.
I pledge to be a better man tomorrow and will never, ever let you down.
Oh, okay.
Were those his vows?
Well, no, he's just complaining. He was busy explaining why he left those nudie mags behind the cistern.
Oh.
All right, there we go. Listen to these ridiculous speeches that have been made by Hollywood celebrities in the last week. Why I say they're ridiculous, they're not saying anything. What they're saying is the kind of stuff no one can disagree with. They're platitudes. They're the sort of stuff that anybody says, no one's going to argue with you. You know what I mean? Kind of, these things are inert. They don't mean anything. Let me start with The Rock. Listen to what The Rock says. It's some awards show. Because, you know, now Meryl Streep has started a whole thing. Now all these celebrities feel they have to speak out. They have to say something.
It is their obligation to show to voice their opinions.
You know, yep. you get an award, go up there, say thank you, and go straight back down the stairs and sit there. Just go, thank you. Two words. Go down the steps, sit down, give your wife a kiss. What are you doing? All these speeches. Listen to this bullshit.
And I want to say that, again, I promised somebody I would say this, which is, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. Guys, I...
Sia, let's think of something we could say. Roses are red, violets are blue. Yeah. All right. Something no one can argue with. You know what I mean?
Oxygen is air, it's and really... I need you.
Okay, that'll work. Yes.
All right. Ridiculous.
All right.
And why they're all corny and cliches? They're all just throwing.
Well, listen, it gets worse. Here's. Oh, man. Here's Tyler Perry, you know, Madea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's Tyler Perry. Listen to this.
As I look at the state of the world and the state of our country and everything that is going on, it is so important that we know that no matter how dark it gets, we all have to be light for each other.
No.
Oh,
isn't that great? I mean, ring-a-ring of roses, a pocket full of posies. Yes. What a stupid thing to say. Just get up, thank you, sit down. Yeah. Moron.
Next thing, why did the chicken cross the road? Well, don't judge the chicken for crossing the road.
Exactly. There we go. Yes, you see the crowd.
Everyone has a road to cross.
By the way, these crowds, I don't know where these people come from. The same people they put on talk shows, they cheer for everything.
No, but at awards shows, isn't it all their peers and their family members? So it's other actors that are cheering that way.
It's re-goddamn-diculous. Listen to this, it's Blake Lively.
And that was my first introduction into girl power. And I'm watching this movie and the women nominated in this category. And when you guys voted for this, you didn't just vote for this movie or me, but you voted for girl power. And so thank you. Thank you for...
Well, hang on a second. Did you just miss all of the Spice Girls?
Actually, I was about to say, she referenced the Spice Girls in this. This is from...
I thought you were talking about the Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah, the People's Choice Awards. And it was so arbitrary. Like, Spice Girls have nothing to do with her movie or anything. She stood up and started speaking about, oh my goodness, well, it's so great that my mother used to drive me around to auditions and the Spice Girls.
Shut up.
What
just
are
say
you talking about, woman?
Here's what you do. You grab the award and you shake the hand of the person who gives it to you, or you kiss them, and you say, thank you! Thank you! And you sit your ass down.
Thank you. I really love the fact that I don't work in a supermarket. I'm famous. Good night.
I don't have to work. I pretend for a living. Woo!
And that's paid tons of money for it.
Tom Hanks dispensed two pieces of wisdom when he got his award.
I stumbled across a phrase that has stuck with me ever since. It was said by the great quarterback of the Oakland Raiders, Kenny the Snake Stabler. He said, throw deep, baby. So we always try to throw deep. And then recently a friend of mine signed his letter to me that said, may you sleep in peace and wake in joy.
Wow! You see what I mean? No one's going to argue with those things. It's not like taking a position. Imagine you go up there and you say, abortion is wrong. If you're going to do a Meryl Streep, do a Meryl Streep. You know, she stood for something. She was like, Donald Trump is Satan. This at least, that at least was a position. She took up a point of view. You know whether you can argue or disagree or agree with her. These people, waken. What did he just say?
What nonsense was this?
Throw
deep, baby.
Recently, a friend of mine signed his letter to me that said, may you sleep in peace and wake in joy.
What amazing friends you have, Tom, that write you such poetry.
Sleep in peace
and wake in joy. Who is that, Oprah?
I'm going to stand up for the big O here and say no.
Are you sure?
The needle of the moral compass.
Are you sure?
She speaks when she has
to. Oh, by the way, the best of all is Johnny Depp. You've got to hear this moron. I mean, first of all, he has a real problem communicating when he's not playing a role.
Well, you know what? I mean, didn't we discover he had drug issues?
Yeah, but
it would explain a lot of moments that we've observed of this man.
How come he can learn a script and play a character, and he's very coherent as a character?
Sure.
But listen to him in real life. He sounds like his brain has exited via his backside.
I came here for one reason tonight and one reason only. I love you too, kid. Thanks. I came here for you, the people who, through whatever good times or bad.
At this point, everyone in the crowd is going, wow, Jack Sparrow is so sober compared to this guy. Who is this dude?
You know, have stood by me, trusted me, and you've, thank you. I should probably, I think the band is underneath me, they're going to shoot me or something. No. Listen, I was very deeply affected by the kindness of your recognition and by your well wishes to my family and to myself, which is why it's especially meaningful to me to be here in front of you to say thank you.
He goes on, I promise you, 2 minutes doing all of this. Unbelievable, huh?
That the president has lost its moral compass.
You shut up.
Quick one on Johnny Depp, though. You know, Johnny is actually more twisted and weird than we actually think he is.
More weird?
Even more. Like, how? You know, don't you think he's more like very earthy, all peaced out, zen, quiet, probably
no, see, a lot of the time really? He was just high and drunk. We discovered
high, drunk and vacant.
We discovered this after that, well, what Amber heard that she was married to. After she said that, you know, he would beat her up and all sorts of things, that the man had serious problems with drugs and alcohol.
That's... Oh, no, but like these issues are deep. So just a quick little view at the story. His finance team has revealed, because there's a current lawsuit happening, that he spends more than $2 million a month on basic stupid things. So more than
$2 million a month.
A month. So he already spends more than $75 million over the couple of years on buying and maintaining 14 properties across the world. He also has a 150-foot yacht, flies on private jets, and always has this weird thing for buying fine art and Hollywood memorabilia that requires 12 storage facilities across the world to maintain. And he also then goes on to spending about like $30,000 a month on, get this, importing wine to wherever he is in the world.
Wow, that's a lot of money he's spending.
Depp is now in debt, basically. So he's
Johnny
suing,
Debt.
Oh, yeah. He's suing his finance team for $25 million, saying they've not kept his finances in check over the years. $30,000 of wine?
Can you imagine how painful that meeting is? He's like, yes, I think you guys had money, and you know,
Johnny, we can't understand you.
Wow.
I used to have money. I don't know where my money is.
But you know this whole thing about celebrities always have never say? It turns out that people are outraged that Taylor Swift has said nothing about Donald Trump since he got elected. Because she hasn't,
jumped
on a soapbox. Her supporters are outraged. They feel misled and betrayed.
Isn't it weird that this is the only time in human history where you can actually get into trouble for not saying anything?
Taylor Swift supporters, though,
they're lunatics.
They cut things all the time.
I mean, they're just weird. Lunatics.
But don't you appreciate that more, though? You know, I'm not the biggest Taylor Swift fan or whatever, but I appreciate her keeping to her lane. And sticking to shaking it off, and you know, just throwing up the
pop. Just being 22 forever, yeah.
That's it,
right?
Yeah, don't try to get political when.
I think that's all we got time for. We are going to meet in the next little while someone who has been in British politics. He was a major anti-apartheid struggle stalwart in many ways. He's someone who has served in the Labour cabinet of Tony Blair and Gordon Brown. Lord Peter Hayne joins us in the next while, which is very exciting. We'll talk to him about all the things he's been involved with. We'll talk about Brexit. We'll talk about the EU. We'll talk about Donald Trump. We'll talk about stuff that only someone who used to be in politics and now can be honest can talk about. I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's Lord Peter Hayne coming up next.
Our moral compass.
Yeah, shut up. All right, enough of you. Thank you very much, our moral compass. That guy just doesn't know when to climb off. All right, we will get to that next, Lord Peter Hayne. Mubs, thank you for the news this morning. It was excellent.
Oh.
Especially excellent today.
Mm. You're welcome.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that you took up about 15 minutes of our time with filthy, filthy stuff. It's great. I loved it.
I love Fridays.
Oh, yes. Who doesn't love Fridays? All right. Let's get into it.
CliffCentral.com.